This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It's Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Pregame's coming up at 6:30. Rangers and Rockies once again tonight. It's time now for Woolchuck to take us on that proper round tripper, Zach.
All right, let's do it. Corey Seager's on the IL retroactive the 11th of the month. So he's eligible to return after 8 days. But as we talked about earlier with Sands, might be something where they slow play this a little bit. If it's not fully ready to rock, maybe you go ahead and extend that IL stint for one Corey Seager. It will be Kyle Higashioka, who has been activated off the IL. He will be DHing tonight against Freeland, the lefty. Kyle Freeland of the Rockies. He's 0-5. He's got a 6.41 ERA. He'll be going up against the righty, Jack Leiter. So hopefully tonight, I went ahead and went with Jonah Heim as my pick to click. He was my home run call. He'll be catching tonight. Haggerty will be leading off, followed by Bang Bang Wyatt Langford, who joined us earlier on in the show. But Rangers' new hitting coach, Brett Boone, of course, friend of the morning show, Sean and RJ, might be joining them again.
I think he's on tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah, I think so. I think Wednesday, the hump day, usually the Brett Boone show. But he's still doing his own podcast as well, Turn 2 with Booney. And here he was talking about his first week back in the big leagues.
I remember the first day. It's like, well, what do I do as a hitting coach? You know, we got all the red tape and the interviews out of the way. Now what do I do? And I just kind of got back to basics. I said, you know, the first thing I do, and this is the tact I'm taking, is I'm going to pretend I'm playing tonight. I'm going to put myself in hitter mode. What would I do as Brett Boone, the player? So I go to the ballpark. First thing I do is I want video on starting pitching tonight, because we're going to start breaking this down in tendencies. And I'll pick a team. Let's say I'm looking at video of his last outing 5 days ago. Well, I'm going to pick a player on that team that I think is a lot like me. How did he approach him? How did he approach him in the first inning? How did he approach him in the sixth inning when there were runners on base? The only difference is now I've got to look at a bunch of different players. How would he pitch him? How would he pitch him? So that's how the basic way that I'm going about it is train like I'm going to hit tonight. Game one, we rattle off 16 hits.
The Boone effect.
Yes. I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's all
I
Brett.
Just came in. And I said, I had little to nothing to do with that. But I said, it's all downhill from here. Then we lost a couple. And I'm like, now I'm the reason we lose. No.
What's a Boone going to?
Right, right.
There you go.
It is kind of amazing to first day on the job, boom. That's all it was, right? It was me. I'm the good luck charm. And then, of course, the Rangers kind of went back into some of the struggles that they'd had. But hopefully.
Yeah, last night was a red flag, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. I mean, to be no hit essentially the majority of the game until Wyatt Langford comes up with a big hit against a team that we're getting David Schoenfeld on ESPN today writing articles like, are they worse than the 2024 White Sox, who are historically bad? Quite frankly, it's unacceptable, and you can't take yourself seriously as a legit contender if you're not going to figure out a way tonight to, I know it's a lefty, I don't give a damn. Kyle Freeland's been asked, my dude. You need to figure out a way to go ahead and shell him tonight. You need guys like Wyatt and Josh Young and Dolly and Jonah. I mean, tonight would be great for Jake Berger. You know, he wasn't great last night, obviously. The most of the lineup wasn't. He's now back up. Get hot. I mean, you got to capitalize off a crappy team.
Rangers are hitting 191, I think, against left-handed starting pitchers so far this year. But you're right, Wolchuk, there's no excuse for everybody struggling like this, you know. I definitely look at your right-handed guys. Maybe Semien continues. Yep. Maybe Josh Jung continues after having success earlier in the week. But, you know, this one's big right here. I don't think they've won a game against a left-handed starter against like the second or third series of the year when you go back to that series against the Angels mid-April. Wow. Yeah, mid-April.
Man, that is brutal. Well, tonight, please, they need to do it, please, for all of our sakes. Get it done. Now, Eric slid into my DMs. He sent me this. Mm-hmm. Giants have a new exclusive food item for their Korean Heritage Night tonight.
Is probably the sexiest picture you've ever received in a DM.
From you? Second sexiest.
Yeah, that's a good point.
This is including a loaded garlic fries helmet. Okay, so you're getting the mini San Francisco Giant
helmet.
The
mini helmet?
Brought a staple.
Mini helmet.
You love that. I know you love it when the helmet has ice cream in it, but this time, Wolchuk.
This time it's got.
It's a mini with just fries? That's it?
No, I mean, jeez. Just hold on. We got French fries.
It's already too small.
We got kimchi, fried Spam, garlic, parsley, salt, and pepper.
Ooh.
Now, I
love me some fried Spam.
I don't know about the kimchi.
Oh, yeah.
I've tried kimchi before. I don't know that it really was my vibe.
Go.
I wanted to like it.
Yeah.
We've got one of, I can't remember what her name is. She's a Food Network star. She did some Iron Chef, and she like specializes in kimchi. She like makes anything out of kimchi. And I wanted to really like this. I don't know if kimchi's for me, but this
Cat
does
Cora?
Look delightful. No, it wasn't Cat Cora.
It's like a cabbagey, radishy, salty kind of deal.
I tell you what, man.
It's not necessarily what I'm looking for at the ballpark.
Going to Hawaii, though, enjoyed the Spam the way they
prepare. Esther Choi.
Oh.
That's who it is.
Okay. Enjoyed the Spam.
You like the Spam musubi there at the gas station there, wrapped in rice and stuff?
I yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, you know, one of those, I'm one of those guys that's, it's strange, but, you know, the can just kind of.
Wow, dude. It's like a Spam sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. They're everywhere there.
Yeah. The Hawaiian restaurants, they've all, I tried
it's
too.
It's incredible. You think like, you're totally Spam, out. But they.
Yeah. I love sushi.
The way it's prepared isn't, it's just, it's awesome.
Maybe I should open my mind to the Spam.
Spam and eggs?
Maybe we could Spam it up. Final things here around the bases before we move on. Paul Skeens, he's going to represent Team USA in the World Baseball Classic in 2026. Let's go. Let's go, Paul. I love you. Now's the time.
Strike out our guy Otani to win it, right?
To win it. That's
his,
it.
His girl's the cover of the SI swimsuit as well.
All right. That's a power couple right there.
I hadn't noticed.
That's not my algorithm, Eric. That might be yours. Cardinals extended their Major League Baseball best winning streak to nine games. 3-2 victory over the Phillies. Their game rained out today.
Oh.
They're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow, but looking for 10 in a row. Pretty incredible for the Cards.
Well, thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you. Let's go Stars.
And a congrats, by the way, last week, the announcement of the family.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I am having another baby girl.
Man.
So we went ahead and put Maya wanted to wait to do the whole picture on the sand, you know, with the sonogram and Eliza like all cheesing. It was pretty cute. The post was cute. So appreciate you guys, you know, making that announcement for me. And yeah, I'm excited. November 11th is the due date. We'll see if we can make it to it this time. Fingers crossed.
I got to pull this. Right? I had a slip up. I'm going to have to pull for, it was from like last week.
I think I heard it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you were talking about the worst your vacation decision.
Yeah.
With a pregnant wife and a 14-month-old. Yeah.
And then
there were moments
the
of it
thing.
Where like my daughter was
did
the saving grace.
About
I wanted
jumping
to get the hell away
the
from my wife. Yeah, yeah, I did. There were times I went out on the balcony and I thought, should I just jump off right now?
Yeah.
But no, it was for the most part, it was an incredible trip, boys. Thank you.
No, it's great to have you back, Wooly Bully. So with that in the books, it is time now to look forward to Game 4. And I have three reasons you can be absolutely sure the Stars are getting one step closer to the Stanley Cup coming up tonight, and those reasons are next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
5-3 The Fan. Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. I do have four reasons you can believe the Stars are going to get the win tonight, or just know it. It's going to happen. But bonus reason, Chiefs going to be there. And I think, Eric, the Stars are undefeated when you're in attendance.
That's right. That's right. I look forward to continue that hot streak. Miro actually went down on my birthday.
Wow.
And so it's only right that I make an appearance on his return.
Okay. Yes, that would be fair. Miro is my number one reason. His return tonight has to spark confidence, just makes him that much deeper, gives PDD that many more options. Reason number two, the Jets are 0-4 away from home in the Stanley Cup playoffs this year. They've lost 8 in a row dating back to the 2023 playoffs. So this Winnipeg team, for as good as they've been in the regular season, they are horrible. And I never bet against a streak. I learned that the hard way a few times.
Damn right.
They've been outscored 22-7 on the road in these playoffs, though. So
it's not
like they're just losing. They're getting worked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't respond well at all. I mean, they become a shell of themselves. Like what happened with the kick-in goal. You know, like, oh, they win the goal. Well, you know what? It was called a goal. And then what happens? Yeah. 56 seconds later, here comes Rantanen.
Part of the game of hockey, you know, the puck luck's a big factor. You know, Stars know that. They have had puck luck going their way, I think, since game 6 of the series, though. So I think that is a bonus reason to believe. But the Jets are 1-13 in the power play in this series after leading the NHL on the power play. I don't think it's a mistake. Defense wins championship. You're seeing the Stars are elite at it.
Yeah, and likely the Stars may be dressing an extra defenseman tonight, you know, with Mira. So one less forward. You know, they're going with one more of the defenders. So we'll see what different kind of line combinations that the coaching staff goes with. How do you play him? What pairings? Will he be on power plays? Is there going to be a minutes restriction? You know, I'm sure that Miro's going to get out there and, you know, probably look just like he never missed a beat.
You mentioned the PDD factor, and yes, the extra defender. You don't have to press Miro for extra minutes, but also this should give more ice time to one Mikko Rantanen.
Yeah.
That's advantage head coach.
Yeah.
We got to run. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh just went 4.5 flawless once again. Thanks to Wolchuk and Chiafalo. The Nosebleed Brothers reunited. Feels so good. Thanks to Broadus as well. Until tomorrow at 2 o'clock, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.